This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
We're back. Thank you for hanging in there. I'm sorry I took a little long here today. I had to get my car out of service. I went over to service because I had a nail in the tire. It doesn't need service. It's a brand new car. That would be a problem. But I had a nail in the car, and then they're always nice because
you mean a nail in your tire?
Right. Yes, a nail in the tire.
Because if you got a nail in your car, you just take the nail out of the car and put
it
in the garbage.
That's true. That's a good point. So I had a nail in the tire in the passenger's rear right tire. And so I wanted to, you know, get it patched up, get it out of there just in case so it doesn't give me any trouble down the line. And then when you pick it up, like when you pick up the car, they pass it through the car wash, too, at the same time. And then they give it to you, you know what I mean? So I had to wait for them to pass it through the car wash and all that. Then I went to go did the responsible thing. I then wiped down my steering wheel and what the hell is that thing where you – a shifter, I guess it's called, right? When you put it in park, drive, whatever. Wipe that down, too. Then I went to the bathroom. I washed my hands. I went and did number one. And then I went back and washed my hands again. And now I'm here. So
play by play by the big O.
Yeah, but I wanted them to know about the COVID-19 ways we went about this. Okay, I wiped down the steering wheel, even though the guy was wearing gloves. But think about this. He's wearing gloves. He's touching everything, and then he touches your steering wheel. Now, he's not getting on his hands because of the gloves, but everything that's on the gloves is getting on your steering wheel. So
immediate transfer.
Exactly. So then I went and I got one of those Clorox wipies, and I wiped down my steering wheel, and I wiped down the shifter. And then since I had to wipe all that stuff down, I then went and washed my hands. There you go. So, being responsible.
You want anything?
No, dude, I got plenty. I got everything to drink here. I'm good. I'm happy. Can't complain. It's a beautiful thing. So, there you go. Anyway, if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, it's 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. I figured you guys were already saying that I was taking a dump. I don't do dumps in public, by the way. Okay? Just for the record, I don't know about you guys, but I will hold it till I get home. Okay? I'll do number one anywhere and everywhere. Okay? Bushes, bathrooms, you name it. It doesn't matter to me. Number one is number one. Number two, that's at home, dude. That's at home. So, yeah. Clean bathrooms here, but it's just not something that I want to do. Okay? I can't. I'm sorry. I cannot do it. It's just one of those. All right. So there we go. What is it? Ian from Brooklyn says, I haven't laughed this hard in forever. What's going on? What did I say? Oh, Mace is like, no way. Why are hookers in here? In a few weeks, we will be remembered like, remember when O's show was under attack from the oldest profession in the world? Yes, right now. Dougie Fresh says, hey, Kathleen, are you sure that those bumps around your magic zones are really goose pimples, like you said? All right, so I guess... ladies, like and share the show. LOL. That's what Naughty Kathleen says. You girls aren't here for the show. Okay? You girls are here for something else. You're not sharing our show. You might be sharing with other ladies out there going, hey, there might be some guys we can target over here on this show. And those of you that are podcasting the show, you're missing all the action on the chat board. There are guys getting laid and picking up dates right now as we speak. How about that? This show is bringing people together. They are coming together, shall we say, here on this program today. And Google Inc. goes, what did I miss? Glenn Jordan goes, Big O, I'm going to get me some CBD to help me deal with waiting for the draft. The anticipation is killing me, man. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, man. I am with you. Big O rewarding the comments is rereading the comments is hilarious. Oh, what can I tell you? Call of Duty 1 says, why not poop in a public bathroom? Use their toilet paper and save yours. It's a good point. It's a good point. I just don't want to poop in a public bathroom. I try not to, man. I'm not telling you that I never done it, because when you got to go, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? But I try really, like, it's near impossible. You know, I just try to not stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? The chat board's got me going, man. I've got to tell you. The chat board has got me going with everything going on. All right. Did you guys see Joe Montana's comments? Now, for those of you that aren't old enough, because some of you may not be old enough, years ago, Joe Montana, obviously a great 49ers player, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, maybe the guy that was considered the GOAT until Tom Brady. I mean, pretty much, Montana was carrying around that GOAT label, and Brady may be the guy that is the GOAT now over Montana for a lot of people. So, it's not about that discussion. I don't care about that discussion. But the fact is that Montana was considered the way we look at Brady nowadays. And Bill Walsh, one of the great innovators of this game and a great coach, he ended up trading for a young man by the name of Steve Young, who was struggling in Tampa because it was a terrible, terrible team. And Tampa had his rights from the LA Express days in the USFL. The USFL folded, went to Tampa, if I remember it correctly. And then it didn't go well for him, and then he was able to get traded to San Francisco, where he sat for a couple of years behind Joe. And then Joe ended up starting, right? And at that point, and with Joe starting for a couple years, and then the talk was, when is Steve Young going to get his shot? And eventually, Bill Walsh had to make the tough decision of parting ways with the guy that brought that franchise 4 championships in Joe Montana. And he did. He ended up moving him to Kansas City. And Joe played well in Kansas City, actually. Even made it to the playoffs. Now, Joe Montana is obviously years removed from that situation and everything that went on. And so he was asked about the Patriots moving away from Tom Brady. And the Hall of Fame quarterback was surprised, like most of us were, when Brady did not go back. He goes, I don't know what's going on inside there, but somebody made a mistake. Montana told Jarrett Bell of the USA Today. I think when you look at the whole situation, you try to figure out how you want to get away from things that aren't there. I had a different story. When they had made the decision, they never would have gotten rid of, I still don't understand how New England is letting him get away. I don't understand that. Montana believes that landing with the Buccaneers satisfied an obvious desire to have a better offense personnel around Brady, as receivers Mike Edwards and Chris Godwin are upgrades over the guys he was throwing with at times in New England. He also thinks going from Belichick to Bruce Arians will be a relief for Brady, saying probably for the first time in a long time, he'll be having fun. If I understand what he's been saying or what I've been reading, what he wants is a little bit more weapons, Montana said. But more weapons doesn't always mean you're going to continue to win. There were times we had a lot of weapons later in my career, but we had up and downs. Steve had up and down years with the same group. That's not always the case. That's not always the case that happens with it. I mean, you can go back and look at Super Bowls that the Patriots won, and they won with a lot of close ones, but it's still about the people, how they fit into the offensive system, how they're doing and understanding each other. You go back and people probably can't even remember my first two groups of receivers in those first two Super Bowls other than Dwight Clark. I can. Okay.
Yeah, we went over that, right?
Yeah, we went over that already. Sometimes you've got to be careful of what you wish for. Sometimes you get it, and it becomes a little more pressure if they don't perform. Those guys have put up some big numbers, but in a different style of offense, it'll be interesting to see what they mix in with what they did in New England, with what they're going to do and continue to use and had success with it in Tampa. So, and again, these are two different situations, okay? Because when you really look at it, those days with Montana, they had a plan in place, Steve Young. And when they got rid of Peyton Manning, we talked about this last week, they had Andrew Luck in place. So you had the successor and somebody that was considered, you know, a great quarterback in the making, because that's what Steve Young was considered, and that's certainly what Andrew Luck was considered. So that's why you move on from Hall of Famers like Peyton Manning and Joe Montana. But you look at the what Belichick's doing is with a lot of arrogance. Think about that, okay? Because you don't have a successor in place. Brian Hoyer is not a successor. I'm sorry. And as much as I like Jarrett Stidham, okay, because I was out there telling you I like Jarrett Stidham as a project guy in the third day of the draft, and they ended up taking that project guy. You know how we talk about the Davidson kid from Princeton, or maybe even Morgan from FIU, you know, his project guys, Taylor from Iowa, you know, those kind of guys that they have NFL skill sets, but can you fine-tune them and can they become those kind of guys? That's the unknown. So Stidham is one of those guys that I like a lot. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be the guy or anything like that, but now you're going into a season with that guy as your quarterback. And Brian Hoyer has never been the answer. Never will be the answer. So there's a level of arrogance that my system will create the quarterback. That's what he's telling us. Okay? If you're going to go into a season with those three guys at quarterback, then you're telling me that you have, you know, confidence in Cody Kessler, Brian Hoyer, and Jarrett Stidham to be the guy. Or that you just need a guy to do what you need to get done out there on the field. And let me tell you something. He might be 1,000% right. We'll see. I don't believe he is. And like I told you guys, you know, I've been around a while now, and I've watched even great coaches lose their fastball. I think that's what we're going to watch here. I really do. And I think Tom Brady has masked a lot of that. A lot of people think it's, you know, the coach making the quarterback and the player. I think it's a little bit of both. I think the coach, no doubt, helped make the player, but the player helped the quarterback make his life a lot easier. And we're going to see. If he can do it with the Jag at quarterback, then I'm going to be impressed. I'm going to be extremely impressed. But that team wasn't as good as we thought it was going to be last year with Tom Brady. And now you lost a whole bunch of people in free agency. So you've got to turn over that roster and overcome a Hall of Fame quarterback or, as I mentioned before, the GOAT. If you can overcome that, Bill Belichick, then hats off to you, man. You deserve all the props in the world for doing that. I mean, there's no way you can argue with that. And Bruce Arians, the coach that is now coaching Tom Brady and was the coach for Jameis Winston. Interesting story. He told Rich Eisen on his show that he actually called a couple of teams to tell him, you know, positive stuff about Jameis Winston. He said, you're going to get the hardest worker you've ever had and a great young man. It didn't work out for us because Tom Brady was available and we had Teddy Bridgewater. If that wouldn't have worked out, we were going to go full steam ahead with Jameis. He's a great young man and no one is going to outwork him. Those were the quotes from Bruce Arians. But this is also an indictment on Jameis Winston, too. This is not a good look for Jameis. And he went on to say that the two teams that he talked to, it didn't feel like they were interested in him. You know what I mean? And that is not good either. And, I mean, we're watching and nobody was interested in him as a starter at this point. Who's ever signing him is looking at him like a backup that has to go prove himself. And I would hope that by now Jameis Winston has gotten the wake-up call and he has that kind of mentality like, okay, I'm going to work my ass off, and the next shot I get, I'm going to prove to people that I am the guy and I'm going to take the job away from wherever they hire me. Wherever I'm the number two, I will eventually become the number one because I will prove to people that I can take care of the football and do all those kind of things that everybody's been waiting for him to do. You know what I'm saying? And so the fact that Bruce Arians talked to a couple of teams and they weren't interested in it, to me, that's the part that is a huge indictment on him. And that obviously doesn't put him in a strong light. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I still think that the Dolphins should take a chance on a guy like this. I think any team should take a chance on the guy now. Because now that chip is off his shoulders. That, hey, I'm balling and I, you know, threw 30 interceptions and all that kind of crap. That stuff doesn't fly anymore. Because the entire league has told him, you're not balling. And at this point, you got to be pretty ignorant to not see the writing on the wall that the entire league has told you, you're not worthy of starting for my football team. That's why whoever takes a chance on him, it's a smart move. At this point, you're not going to pay a lot of money. It's not going to cripple your cap. You're not giving any kind of signing bonus. None of that. Dude has to play for less. Has to play for incentives. He has to play for backup money, whatever it is, $5, $7, $8, $9 million, but he's going to play for backup money. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's what backup money gets. All right, you're going to get easily $5 to $10 million as a backup. That's just the way. That's the way it is in today's NFL. If you have a legitimate backup, that's what you're paying him, and that's what he would become. And then he has to work from there. That's why I think it's a bargain. You don't have to give up any picks. You don't have to give up a big salary. There's no big signing bonus. None of that. And this story that comes out from Bruce Arians just kind of buries him a little bit more. Because the fact that your ex-coach talked about that he actually called a couple teams, the fact that those teams weren't interested, and then you publicly said, well, we didn't go with Jameis because we had Tom Brady and we had Teddy Bridgewater as options. So the guy you had was good enough to be your third option. That's pretty bad. I mean, that's really, really bad. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. John Rouse is in the house. All right, before I take a break, let me tell you about
this guy. He just stopped by for like a half a second to say hi, and that's it.
He's a stud.
Is he awesome or what?
He's a stud.
You're astounding, bro.
Thank you, John. Let me tell you about Moody's Dental, 305-821-0231. Listen, we're going through this whole thing right now, right? And it's a tough situation for all of us. But if you're dealing with dental issues and you're dealing with pain, let's get you out of discomfort. Call Eric Moody's right now. They're open. They're ready to help you out. 305-821-0231, folks.
Let's fill that cavity. Let's clean the teeth. Let's get you pain-free. You're home, right? You're not working right now. You're sidelined for a little bit. You got some time on your hands. Pick up the phone and call them. Maybe you want to do an implant. Maybe you want to do Invisaligns. Maybe you want to clean your teeth. Maybe you want to get a crown done. Call them, 305-821-0231. But if you got a cavity right now and you're in pain, let's get you out of pain. Call moodiestdental.com.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
A pre-owned 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. A pre-owned 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. A pre-owned 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.